The Boy Who Found His Smile. Osawa was born looking different from most kids. Some people were cruel to him. His future looked bleak. Then one day, his whole life changed. By Lauren Tarshis. In a rural village in the African country of Tanzania, inside a small schoolhouse, a group of students sang with their teacher. As the children's voices rose up, their faces were bright and smiling. But in the front row, one small boy sat glumly, his mouth barely moving, his eyes downcast toward the floor. This was 6-year-old Osawa Owiti. Osawa had few friends. Many of his family's neighbors viewed him with suspicion and even fear. Some said he was cursed. What had Osawa done to earn such treatment? To deserve such a lonely life? Nothing. Osawa had simply been born looking different from most people. He had a condition called a cleft lip, meaning that some of the tissues in his mouth had not formed properly while he was in his mother's womb. As a result, his upper lip was misshapen, rising up toward his nose and exposing his front teeth. It was for this reason, and this reason alone, that Osawa was treated with such cruelty. High costs. As a baby develops during pregnancy, tissues from each side of the head grow toward the center of the face and then join together. Normally, the tissues that form the lips and the palate join between the 4th and 9th weeks of pregnancy. If these tissues fail to join together properly, the baby will be born with a cleft lip and/or a cleft palate. Each year, 1 out of every 700 babies is born with a cleft. There is no consensus on what causes clefts, though most researchers believe that a variety of genetic and environmental factors may lead to the formation of a cleft. But with most babies, a definite cause is never determined. Depending on how serious a cleft is, it can interfere with eating, speaking, and breathing, and can lead to ear and dental problems as well. In the United States, most babies born with clefts have surgery before they are 1 year old. Their scars quickly fade, and they live normal lives. But in other parts of the world, millions of children with clefts never have them fixed. The majority of these children live in areas of great poverty, where doctors and hospitals are scarce. In Osawa's village, a person can live an entire lifetime and never once see a doctor. Osawa's parents, whose one-room house is made of mud bricks and topped by a grass roof, did not have the means to pay for surgery for Osawa. Even if they'd worked for years, growing corn and raising cattle on their small plot of land, even if they'd sold almost everything they owned, they could never have saved up enough. Their only choice, it seemed, was to watch helplessly as their beloved boy suffered. Osawa struggled to chew, to swallow, to pronounce certain sounds. He endured the comments of neighbors who claimed that his cleft was a punishment from the heavens, a curse on his parents. Unfortunately, such superstitions are common in some parts of the world. In these places, children with clefts are bullied and teased. Some families are so ashamed that they abandon children with clefts. What would happen? Osawa's parents did not abandon him. Quite the opposite. They showered him with love and tried to protect him. They ignored their neighbors' suspicious stares and hateful whispers, but their hearts were broken. "Sometimes I couldn't eat," admits his mother. His grandfather, shedding tears, remembers wondering if Osawa would ever get married or find a job. Osawa's family had good reason to worry. In some parts of the world, children with clefts die young or end up begging on the streets. It was hard for Osawa's parents to imagine a happy future for their little boy. But that was about to change. Some 900 miles away from Osawa's village, in the city of Dar es Salaam, a hospital called Comprehensive Community-Based Rehabilitation in Tanzania works closely with an international charity named Smile Train. The charity has trained about 2,200 doctors around the world to perform cleft surgeries and, working with hospitals, has provided free cleft surgeries to more than 1 million children. Osawa's parents first heard about Smile Train's program on the radio. They sought more information and were astonished to learn that the cost of Osawa's surgery would be paid for. The hospital would even send a van and a driver to pick up Osawa and his mother and take them to Dar es Salaam. Joyful shock. The bone-rattling ride to Dar es Salaam took many hours on Tanzania's dusty dirt roads. Neither Osawa nor his mom had ever been to a big city before. The crowds, the skyscrapers, the cacophony of beeping horns and screeching tires and rumbling motors, all of this was new. At the hospital, Osawa was brave. He barely flinched during his blood test. He hugged Dr. Edward Wayi, the surgeon who was to perform the operation. But when it came time for surgery, Osawa fought back tears. Osawa was given general anesthesia, special medication that put him into a deep sleep so he couldn't move or feel pain. And then, Dr. Wayi went to work. Using delicate instruments, he carefully pulled together skin and muscles, reshaping Osawa's mouth like an artist creating a masterpiece before closing the wound with rows of tiny, invisible stitches. The surgery was finished within an hour. When Osawa saw himself in the mirror, he stared in joyful shock. "My mouth looks so good," he exclaimed. "I look like my friends." Today, 4 years after the surgery, Osawa is 11. His life has been transformed. Watching him laugh and play soccer, it's difficult to imagine him as the despondent little boy he once was. He has many friends. When his teacher needs help, he is the first to leap up. For Osawa and his family, there is much to smile about.